This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 105. And on this episode, we're diving deep into creative ways you can build your email list beyond just running Facebook ads. So if you're looking to build an engaged email list and you're not quite ready for Facebook ads, or you're already running ads, but you want to add some new stuff to the mix, this one's for you, so stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, before we dive in, I just want to give you a little disclaimer. I'm recording on a different microphone today, so if you notice a little difference in audio quality, I'll ask that you give me a little bit of grace. We ran into some technical issues with our other microphone, but I'm not going to let that stop me from recording an episode for you this week. And I'm really excited this week to be talking a little bit about list building. You know, when I ask my audience what they'd like to learn more about, the answer is almost unequivocally always list building. They want to build a bigger email list. And it's because you've heard that the money is in the list. And when it comes to launching or promoting your products, there is no doubt that having an email list makes it a lot easier to build your business. You write a really great blog post, you can send it to your email list and get readers. You have a launch coming up and you want to get people signed up, the first place you go is to invite your email list. You know, having an engaged email list is a huge asset to any business, whether you're looking to build a podcast, build a blog, build a launch, it doesn't matter. Having an email list is a huge asset. And so I thought I would step back this week and talk a little bit about how you can build an email list in some more creative ways than just running ads to an opt-in. Now, I'm still a huge fan of running ads to an opt-in. In fact, I just had a meeting with my ads person today where we're ramping up some of our lead building Facebook ads. But I know that not everybody is ready for that, or maybe you're already doing that and you're looking for some more advanced strategies. So that's what I want to talk with you about today. I want to give you five strategies that you can use to build your email list and get more people signed up for your email list, even if you're not running Facebook ads. So that being said, I want to point you to a resource I've got on list building. So today we're going to talk about some list building strategies, but if you are not at 1,000 subscribers on your email list yet, you need to head over to heartsoulhustle.com/1,000. That's heartsoulhustle.com/1,000. And when you go there, you're going to find the ultimate guide to your first 1,000 subscribers in just 90 days. Now, this is a complete guide on how to get your first 1,000 email subscribers in the next 3 months. And it's got everything from starting from zero all the way up to your first launch to generate leads and sales. This is not just a blog post. This is a massive training. And when you head over there, we've even got some checklists waiting for you that you can sign up for to get some cool checklists on how to build your email list. So I wanted to start there by saying, if you are just getting started to list building, you may want to head over to that post, get yourself those checklists, and get my complete strategy for going from zero to 1,000. And then listen to today's episode where I give you some additional strategies that you can implement to add more leads to your email list. So with all that being said, let's dive in to how you can creatively add more leads to your email list. So the first thing that you can do is what I call content upgrades. You've probably heard about content upgrades before, but I will continue to hammer home how valuable content upgrades can be to building your email list. So what exactly is a content upgrade? So a content upgrade is a piece of content that people can opt in for that enhances their experience with either your blog, your podcast, your webinar, etc. So to give you an example, when you head over to heartsoulhustle.com/1,000, we've got this awesome blog post that's thousands of words long about how to build your email list from zero to 1,000, right? And in order to read that blog, you don't have to opt in. We don't require anyone to opt in to read this blog. So we write blogs or I record podcasts like this with the intention of creating massive value for my audience, but I also have this goal of turning my readers into leads. See, when you go to that blog post, you're going to find there's a little link that says, want the 0 to 1,000 action item list. And you can actually click on that and opt in to get a complete checklist on how to build your list from 0 to 1,000. And when you opt into that checklist, I'll get your name and email. It'll be added to my email list. So a content upgrade is something that enhances their experience, but that you require them to opt in for. Somebody that is an absolute queen of content upgrades is Amy Porterfield. And if you head over to Amy Porterfield's podcast and you listen to her podcast, she often says, you know, head over to my show notes and I've got this awesome cheat sheet for you that you can grab. Now, she calls them cheat sheets, content upgrades or cheat sheets, same idea, but they are specifically designed to get you to opt in for additional content. Now, content upgrades work so well because they do a couple of different things. Number one, you know, they actually get people to opt in, but they create reciprocity. So you're leading with a ton of value that makes your audience kind of want to return the favor, right? If you are out here giving a free podcast, giving a free blog post that's actually valuable, that's packed with good content, and then you say for more, you can opt in, you kind of prove yourself by saying, hey, look, here's all this free content. If you want even more, you can opt in for even more, as opposed to saying, opt in for my free content from the jump, and then I'll prove to you that it's worth your time. We're saying, let's prove that this is worth your time from the jump, and then asking them for their name and email. So it creates this really great reciprocity. The second thing is, a good content upgrade means that people are opting in to get more value, right? When people decide that they like you because they listen to a podcast, they are deciding at that point in time whether or not they want more. They've kind of already decided, do they want more? And if they want more and you don't give them the opportunity to opt in for more, then they just go searching your website, they go looking around for more content, versus if you say, here's how to get more content, more value, just opt in, you're more likely to get that name and email. So content upgrades, in short, are pieces of content that people can opt into that enhance their experience of reading your blog or listening to your podcast and capture a name and email in exchange. Again, cheat sheets, checklists, workbooks. That example I gave you from the 0 to 1,000 blog post is, it's just a simple checklist with all the action items that we have inside the blog post. They don't have to be complicated. They don't have to be intensive, but they work really, really well. And this is especially great if you're already getting traffic to your website and you're not optimizing it, right? Once people start visiting your website more consistently, which will happen as you build your business, you want them to have the opportunity to opt in. So that's the first thing. The second way that you can get creative and get more names and emails is to be a featured expert on podcasts and summits. Now, as you grow your business, you may not need to be featured as much on podcasts or summits, or you may focus on only high quality, high reach podcasts and summits, but I'll give you an example. Social Media Examiner just did a Facebook ad summit a couple of weeks ago from the time that I'm releasing this, and I was a featured expert. And basically what happened was I did a free training class that was about 40 minutes long on writing really great copy for your Facebook ads. Now, here's the thing. There are summits and there are podcasts in every single industry that are just waiting for you to reach out and ask to be on their show. And I'll talk a little bit about how to pitch yourself to a show, because I've pitched myself to podcasts and summits before. But what I want you to know is that getting yourself featured on someone else's platform is a really great way to build your email list. And I've done a couple of summits and a couple of podcast interviews this year, but I'm always paying attention for the opportunity to do other high impact interviews. I very rarely say no to a podcast interview request because I know it's going to be a way for me to get my name out there and build my email list. So how do you actually go about getting featured on podcasts and summits? Well, you have to ask. And if you take one action item away from this episode, I hope it's this: like, go out there, find a podcast in your niche, your industry that you think you could be featured on, and just reach out and say, hey, you know, I've listened to your podcast for a while. I would love to learn more about your process for becoming a guest on the show. I personally like to open up a conversation about how people can become a guest on the show versus just saying, hey, my name is Zach. I would be a great fit for your show. Here's what I'll talk about. I like the idea of reaching out and starting a conversation about being featured on their podcast or summit. Same thing goes with being a guest blogger. There are all kinds of sites out there that will allow you to be a contributor or will allow you to do an interview with them to share your content with their audience. And in exchange, you can promote a piece of free content. So when I did this with Social Media Examiner, we did a 40-minute training and we ended up getting a couple hundred opt-ins as a result. And all I had to do was say, for more, head over to this link and get my free Facebook workbook. It was really straightforward, really simple, but it led to a massive number of people taking action and joining me on my email list. So think about getting yourself featured on podcasts and summits. And again, you know, there are processes out there. There are people out there who will talk to you about exactly how to get featured on shows and what to say and give you templates. But at the end of the day, here's kind of my opinion on getting featured on podcasts and blogs. Number one, ask. You don't know if you can be interviewed or get featured until you actually reach out and ask people if they'd be willing to feature you. Number two, open a dialogue. Don't just throw all your stuff at them and say, hi, my name is so-and-so. I'm reaching out to be on your show. Here's what I can talk about, blah, 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 blah. Let me know when you want to have me on. Open a dialogue. Say, hey, I'd love to learn more about being a guest on your show. Is that something that you offer? Find out what their process is. Some of the bigger podcasts that you may want to be featured on, they actually have a process you have to go through. They have applications you have to fill out. They have a process in order to be featured as a guest. And for smaller podcasts that are just getting started, that's where I recommend you set your sights to begin with, because those people have the space and the bandwidth to have a one-on-one dialogue with you about featuring you on their show or their blog. So the second way to build your email list is to get featured on podcasts, summits, and blogs. Now, the third strategy I want to give you for building your email list without just running Facebook ads is to host a pitch-free workshop, also known as a pitch-free webinar. Now, I've promoted this to my audience for a very long time. And in fact, if you head over to heartsoulhustle.com/20, that's heartsoulhustle.com/20, you'll see that I actually recorded an entire podcast on this about how you can use a pitch-free workshop to actually have your first $1,000 launch. But here's the thing. Most people out there right now that are doing webinars are pitching at the end of their webinars. And by doing something as subtle as not pitching at the end of your webinar, you set yourself apart from everybody else in the online space. See, people are getting used to being pitched to on webinars. And that's not a bad thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with pitching on a webinar. But hosting a webinar where you promise not to pitch something puts you in a position to get more people signed up, right? Because imagine this for a second. If you are listening to this podcast and I say, hey, I've got this totally free workshop where I've got nothing for sale on list building, head over to heartsoulhustle.com/list building. You're really likely to sign up for that versus if I say, I've got a free masterclass called How to Build Your Email List, right? Aren't you more likely to sign up for the one where I'm saying, I don't have anything for sale, this is pure value? And depending on what industry you're in, you could even go as far as to say, I'm just using this to build my email list and share my knowledge with you. So get yourself signed up for this pitch-free training. And I like using the words pitch-free training to let them know, hey, you're signing up for this training, but it's totally free of pitches. And then I would drive traffic to get them into this training three different ways. Number one, I would promote it organically. So I would talk about it on my Facebook. I would talk about it on my Instagram. I would do live streams about this training I'm going to do where it's totally pitch free. I would promote it just like I would promote a pitch webinar or a launch. You really want to push hard to get people to sign up for this free workshop. If you treat this free workshop just like you would treat a launch of a product or a paid product, you're going to get a lot more signups. So I always tell my students, if you're going to use this strategy, you need to treat it just like you would treat a real launch. Number two, I would use a Facebook event. So I love using Facebook events to get people to sign up for my webinars or my trainings. Now, I wouldn't go nuts and invite every single person on your friends list to sign up for your pitch-free webinar. But if you're going to host a pitch-free webinar, you might as well create an event for it on Facebook and invite people that you think are the most qualified people in your audience and would be really likely to become leads on your email list. And I teach this inside of some of my programs. I teach this on that blog post, on that podcast, episode number 20, where I say, you know, use a Facebook event to get people to sign up for your webinar. What I want you to know about this is the key is you only want to invite people that would actually be interested. I can't tell you how often I get invited to a Facebook event for like a webinar or a training that's totally not related to me or isn't something that I would be interested in. That's not strategic. We want to treat this just as if it was a paid marketing system. I want you to imagine for every single person you're inviting to this webinar, treat it as if you're paying for those people. For every person you click on invite from your Facebook event, I want you to imagine that you're paying money to get in front of them. You should be that intentional. Imagine that it's actually costing you money to promote this way. Don't treat it like a free marketing source. And then finally, even though I said we wouldn't talk a ton about using Facebook ads, I would highly recommend that you, if you're going to do a pitch-free webinar, you use Facebook ads to promote it. And you would really highlight the fact that it's pitch-free. Pitch-free training, how to build your email list. Pitch-free training, how to start a green smoothie cleanse, right? Really highlight that there's nothing for sale. In this 2-hour masterclass, I'm going to give away tons of training at no cost to you, and I have nothing to sell at the end, right? Doing something like that, it just, again, it validates your value with your audience and it shows them you're here to give value. And when you give value, you get value in the form of building your email list. Okay. So just to recap what we covered so far, number one, content upgrades on your blogs and your podcasts. Number two, get interviewed and hosted on summits, podcasts, and blogs. And number three, hosting pitch-free workshops. Now, the last two strategies that I want to share with you are really simple, but incredibly powerful. And the first one is to add a popover or bar feature to your website. So this can be done with lead pages. It can be done with hellobar.com. There's all kinds of softwares. I won't say like which software is the best because they each have their own benefits, but we love using pop-ups on my website to get people to opt in for free content. Now, one of the best, most affordable, and I believe they still have a free option, it's called Pop-Up Ally. That's Pop-Up Ally, A-L-L-Y. And we'll link that up in the show notes as well. But Pop-Up Ally will basically make it so that when someone has been on your website for, say, 30 to 40 seconds, it pops up and says, hey, did you want to sign up for my free guide on how to build your email list, right? It'll pop up after 15 to 20 seconds and automatically ask them to sign up for your free piece of content. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes people push back a little bit because they're like, well, pop-ups are annoying or I don't really love pop-ups. But the reality is pop-ups get opt-ins. There's all kinds of data out there that backs up, look, if you use a pop-up, you will get more emails. It's as simple as that. And one of the reasons that I love Pop-Up Ally is that they actually set it up so that you can say, hey, I want this to pop up and invite people to join my list, but I only want it to bother them once a month. So that's a really cool way, and why I like Pop-Up Ally is because you can set it up to pop up and invite people to join your email list, but you can also set it so that it doesn't bother them every single time. Now, a good pop-up can convert 3 to 5% of the people that visit your website. So think about this. For every 100 people that read your blog post, you could be getting 3 to 5 of them to join your email list. Versus right now, if you're not using a pop-up, you're closer probably to like 1 to 2% of people visiting your website are opting in for your content. So it's a really great way to boost your opt-ins, get more people engaged, get more people interested in taking action, and then building your email list at the same time. Now, a kind of ninja strategy to fuse the two together is to use a pop-up for your content upgrades. So you can actually set it up so that when people visit specific pages, it pops up and says, hey, did you want the content upgrade that goes with this blog post, that goes with this podcast? Again, someone who does a fantastic job of that is Amy Porterfield. That's something that we're looking to implement more in my business, and we're going to start to implement more is content upgrades and pop-ups for content upgrades. But when you visit certain podcasts for Amy, it'll say, hey, did you want to download the freebie that goes with this episode? And I absolutely love that strategy because it's using a pop-up to get more opt-ins, and it's using a content upgrade to keep it relevant and related so that people are excited and willing to take action. Okay. Now, the last strategy that I want to share with you is hosting a free challenge. And now I've got tons of resources on this, but I want to share with you a little strategy that I used last year to add a couple hundred people to my email list and build my Instagram following at the same time. And that was to host a 5-day challenge on Instagram. Now, what I did was I let people sign up just like they would for a webinar. But again, I said this was a pitch-free training. This is a pitch-free challenge. We're just going to work together for 5 days to whatever. In my case, we were doing a list building challenge, 5 days or 7 days to build your email list. And all I did was say, this challenge will be hosted on Instagram, but click here to sign up so you get reminders every day that we go live. And every day for 7 days, we gave them one tip that would help them build their email list. And I simply sent them an email that said, hey, here's the link to today's Instagram post. And when all was said and done, we added several hundred people to our Instagram and over 100 people to our email list, but it wasn't this full-blown challenge. All we did was set up a lead page and set up an Instagram post to go out every day and promoted my Instagram. So we kind of double-dipped with this one. We grew my Instagram following and we also grew my email list. We didn't pitch anything for sale in this challenge because, again, my goal with this episode isn't for how to launch or how to sell more effectively. It's how to build your email list. And all we did was leverage Instagram and our email list to get more people signed up. Pretty simple, pretty sweet. And if you go over to my Instagram, @heartsoulhustle, and you scroll down, like way, way, way down, back to the earlier days that I was on Instagram. We did this several thousand followers ago, but you can scroll all the way down and you can see we have the 7 days of list building challenge, and you can actually see how we implemented that. So head over to Instagram, search for Heart Soul Hustle, and you can check out the 7 days of list building that we did. Again, that resulted in hundreds of new followers and over 100 new opt-ins to our email list in about a week's time, which at the time for us was amazing. We were very, very happy with those results. So let's recap real quick. Number one, add content upgrades to your website. It's a great way to get more people to opt into your content. Number two, get featured on interviews, podcasts, and summits. Number three, host a pitch-free workshop and use Facebook events, organic promotion, and advertising to get people to sign up for them. Number four, add a pop-up form to your website and consider hybriding that with the content upgrade strategy to get more people who visit your website to opt in. And number five, consider hosting a challenge with Instagram and your opt-in. Get people to opt in for a free challenge, host it on Instagram, and you'll grow your social following while you grow your email list. So there you have it. 5 strategies you can use to grow your email list, even if you're not ready to run Facebook ads. Like I said, I know that we had that little training in there where I said you could use Facebook ads for your pitch-free webinar, but all of these strategies will work even if you're not ready to run Facebook ads. So I hope you got tons of value. If you want a recap of today's show, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/105. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/105 for today's show notes. There you have it, guys. Some simple ways to grow your email list. Get out there, get building your email list, and keep an eye on your inbox over the next few days because I'll have a cool training coming up with an awesome company I work with on list building on 10 more ways you can build your email list. So get out there, build your list, and until next time, keep hustling.
Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.